This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
A person of interest in a mass shooting at a 4th of July parade in a Chicago suburb that left six people dead and sent more than two dozen people to hospitals has been taken into custody. Robert E. Cremo III was taken into custody by a North Chicago officer who attempted a traffic stop. Cremo led officers on a brief chase before being stopped and taken into custody. We'll have more details from Fox News at the top of the hour. The Haltom City police chief says his officers were ambushed responding to the call Saturday night that left two civilians dead and three officers at the hospital. Chief Cody Phillips says police arrived at the house and found a man dead in the driveway and a woman dead inside. He says the gunman then started shooting at police before running off and committing suicide. Phillips says all three officers should recover.
I also want to extend a special thank you to the outpouring of support from our local community as well as community across the nation. We ask for your continued prayers for comfort and recovery for the injured civilians and as well as the officers.
Phillips says the gunmen and victims knew each other and there's no ongoing threat to the public. The National Transportation Safety Board has confirmed the crash of a small plane Sunday night at about 11 p.m. near a tree line just off County Road 4530 north of the airport in Mount Pleasant. Tri-County Press reported that four people were flown to hospitals in Tyler. The NTSB said the plane was a Piper PA-32-300. It departed the Hot Springs Airport at about 9:45 en route to Mount Pleasant, according to FlightAware. No additional information was available. One man was killed and three injured in a three-vehicle crash on Highway 3 in McCurtain County Friday night. Oklahoma troopers say 31-year-old Justin Williston of Idabel crossed the center line and hit two vehicles. Williston and a passenger suffered head and internal injuries. The driver of one car was not injured. A passenger in the third vehicle, 45-year-old Nikki James II of Texarkana, was pronounced dead at the scene. Current and future college students will benefit by taking a five-week class from Paris Junior College in the summer two-term that starts Tuesday, July 12th. Call 903-782-0425 in Paris, 903-454-9333 in Greenville, or 885-1232 in Sulphur Springs. Scholarship information is available at parisjc.edu/scholarships. Several free kids fishing events are being held at the Cooper Lake State Parks this Saturday. At the South Sulphur Unit, kids can fish from 9 a.m. until 11 p.m. at the Heron Harbor Fishing Wall. At the Doctor's Creek Unit, Fish with a Ranger will be held at the Bluebonnet Fishing Pier from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. No experience is required. You're encouraged to bring your own fishing gear, but there are some poles available to borrow. Police from throughout the area are searching for a 20-year-old Garland man accused of kidnapping his 17-year-old girlfriend. Witnesses saw the girl being dragged against her will into a pickup, and an Amber Alert was issued. The girl was later found safe on Sunday morning, but the suspect, David Maldonado, remains at large. I'm Dick Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.